Hey guys, what's up? Today we're going to talk about a young man who became famous overnight throughout the world. He may be not welcomed by some countries, especially the United States. I personally see him as a hero. Now, let's take a closer look at him, Edward Snowden. On June 9, a 29-year-old former CIA employee and NSA technique contractor admitted responsibility for one of the most extraordinary leaks of classified information in US history.Edward Snowden told The Guardian he exposed the documents because he thinks Americans should know how the government has intruded on their privacy. The whistleblower told The Guardian that he is willing to stand behind his actions in public because he knows he has done nothing wrong. My sole motive is to inform the public as to that which is done in the name and that which is done against them. He said, I can't in good conscience allow the US government to destroy privacy, internet freedom, and basic liberties for people around the world with this massive surveillance machine they are secretly building. Blowing whistles and chanting, NSA has no say, protesters took to the streets in Hong Kong on Saturday afternoon in support of Edward Snowden. Protesters challenged Hong Kong officials to resist power from other countries and show that Snowden's professed faith in the territory's spirited commitment to free speech.And the right of political dissent will not prove misplaced. Okay, let's see what we can learn from this. The first one is CIA, or Central Intelligence Agency, 中央情报局. The next one is NSA, National Security Agency, 国家安全局，也就是美国国安局. Classified, 机密的, for example, classified files, or classified information, 机密文件,机密信息.Another word is contractor, or an independent contractor. It means a natural person, business, or corporation that provides goods or services to another entity. 承包人. The next one is a whistleblower. A whistleblower is someone who finds out that the organization they work for is doing something immoral or illegal, and tells the authority or the public about it.
也就是汉语中的泄密者。告密者、揭发者
Stand behind 字面意思是站在什么的后面常常用来表示支持的意思比如说 I'll stand right behind you 我会在你身旁 In good conscience A very interesting phrase
凭良心说
Whistleblower 是泄密者的意思把它们反过来就成了一个动宾短语 Blow whistle 吹口哨 Somebody has no say某人无什么发言权 For example, the poor has no say in certain countries even today 直到今天在某些国家中穷人依然没有发言权 Take to the streets 走上街头一般用来表示游行或抗议 Resist pressure 顶住压力 For example, Beijing will continue to resist pressure from Washington
中方会继续顶住来自美国的压力
Have or lose faith in信任或不再相信的意思 I have faith in improving my English Okay, that is all for today Thanks for listening See you next time